same old shit. Just a different day. I had trying to get it, each and every way. Mama need a house, baby need some shoes. Times are getting hard. Guess what I'ma do?
Of the Just Talk with Sam program, Just Talk with Sam show. We back for another week, God willing. Now, this week is special. Now, a while ago I talked about, you know, you ain't shit friends. Now, me personally, I have about, four you ain't shit friends. And a recap for those who don't know, you ain't shit friends are people when you know you when you want shit. Also joined on this podcast is his wife. Woman who've known me since I was kind of the shit where I was just shitty. Either way, known me for quite some time. And I want to have a special introduction to this guy. I give shitty introductions. This cat been overseas. He been promising to do the show. Avid listener. Over there, he didn't shoot Bin Laden. But he did punch the shit out of Cobra Commander. I heard about it, I saw about it. That shit was on page 12, but I read about it because that's my boy. His name's Brandy. He don't be on the, he getting his mic and shit together now. He brought his wife with, you know, because they figure, Dominica, this is going to introduce her. Pretty much, they wanted to say something on the show. They're good friends with me, and I need to kill an hour. I got Cal Morgan. We ready to roll! But from here, since people are, you know, on the show, Tasha just had to make herself notice. And
really?
Yes.
Really?
Can we just get this shit out of the way?
Get it out of the way! What?
Get Twitter address so people...
Follow me on Twitter at TashaMack1984. Thank you very much. Follow me. TashaMack1984.
That shit is over.
Why would throw your Twitter out then?
Always do it at the end of the show. This
well, do it now.
Why?
Because I said so.
Well, we'll be doing that at the end of the show, like we do all the time. But first, while you get his mic and stuff straight, I would like to address for the third week in a row. I mean, we talk about politics on the show. We talk about homeless situation. We talk about GM. We talk about pretty much everything. Anything that has anything to do with anything that anywhere near serious. Mm. Not one person, not one motherfucking email. We talked about prison rape offhandedly 3 weeks ago, blowing up Twitter, blowing up every question. And the question was simple. If you're going to prison and you had to pick a gang to stop you from getting raped, what gang would you pick? We all know.
Are there prison gangs in women's prisons?
Yes. Mm-hmm. But they're just like, it's two gangs.
I mean, how do you get raped as a woman in
I
prison?
I don't know. Well, how let's address the prison situation. There's only two gangs in women's prisons. Bitches and dykes. If being in prison, I had to pick between, I made my top three list of teams, of groups, of gangs that's going to save my ass, literally.
So your asshole won't be inside out, huh?
That is correct. And I have chosen number one. I have chosen the Power.
The who?
The Power. The Black Militant Group. That you ever heard
so
of
are
the
they like the you ever Black heard of, Panthers?
Worse.
We talk about a women's prison, is that right?
No,
I'm trying to figure out how do you get raped as a woman.
It's a hypothetical
prison.
Question.
We're talking about a men's prison.
Yeah.
Currently, yes.
The whole question was, anyway, he's back. It's Brandon. Just got off the boat from punching a Cobra Commander. That's what you're hearing now.
Yep.
So, what we getting in, we just recapping from the last 2 weeks.
Did you introduce my wife?
Yes, we did.
Right. She
has yet to say one word. Her mic is on, ain't said nothing.
I think she's waiting for the today's stuff. It's like...
All right.
Either way, the gangs I choose, the Power,
mm-hmm.
the Black Elitist Group, mm. number two, with a bullet after last week.
The Aryans.
The Jamaicans.
I remember you telling me about that.
The most homophobic place on earth, Jamaicans. The only place on this planet who has counted they gave you.
You know when they say that.
Huh?
You know when they say that doesn't mean they take it up the butt. They probably do other men in the butt.
So what? I'm joining that gang.
Either way.
See, this is the thing.
Men
think
a fucker and a fuckie.
Men think that they're doing a man in the butt that's
you
not gay.
You feel gay.
But men download. They don't think that that's gay.
They don't think that they're gay because fucking the person.
As long as you're doing it to him in the butt, you're not gay. But if you're taking it, that's when you're gay. But that's what they think.
Please, Johnson. Fleece Johnson. No. Fleece Johnson.
Fleece Johnson. I like the oil. He said he like the oil up the man's
here
booty and look
that's
at it.
Okay.
That's
here it is. Here it is. They can sit down here. And I'm going to recap this. This is gay. This is where it comes gay. Y'all can dial it up. Y'all women have dialed everything up. Y'all Woo-hoo. Called it manscaping, bromance, down low. When it comes out, here's where it's gay.
Guy love.
When guy love, whatever you want to call it. Even gayer. When the dick makes an appearance, it's gay. I think we closed the book on that.
So that means if you in the shower at the gym.
Gay. Already.
And the towel slip off.
Listen.
I know you have taken a shower in front of another man.
When I was in boot camp, right, it was 60 guys, 12 shower heads. And I was the gayest 2 months of my entire life.
How close were you to another man's ass?
Listen, we like this.
It's like no one can see you with radio.
Okay, well, I'm talking to Tasha. It's like,
okay.
See, in the military, it's kind of gay. Now, I'm going to tell you what they call it. They said we want your nut to butt. That's how close they want you.
Nut to butt. To butt.
Everything nuts, about that is gay.
When we march in the ranks, they call it
nut to butt.
And that's gay. It is gay. It's gay to take a shower when another man's in the shower.
Didn't they make a song called that?
It's gay song. Even when you're out of boot camp. It's gay right now.
They made a song about
you
that.
You were about 2 inches from a guy when you was taking a shower.
2 inches from a guy? Yes, I was.
They made a song about it.
Anybody
that.
Have any hard-ons?
See, all right.
I'm just curious.
See, that's, I mean, see, that's just like a woman.
To
you're me. Trying to make.
Me.
You're trying to make someone gay.
Yes. The question is, how would I know?
It's.
You're learning. You learned already.
No.
You don't say you're discriminating yourself on this show.
You know the answers to say.
I have been doing.
I'm just wondering, like, you know.
I have been doing.
I guess girls are different.
We
girls are very different in that situation.
No shit.
Because we can unhook each other, bra. Oh, I'm just loving on my back. Okay.
It's still gay.
It's not gay to us. We're helping out our girl. When y'all start
No. That's
when y'all start lotioning each other's backs up and dog, here, pull my sock up.
Yeah, see? pull my sock up. Yeah. That's a little gay.
So, I mean, dog, can you get, I missed my shoulder. Can you hit my shoulder for me? That's a little gay.
We are initially talking about men and rape.
Yes.
We just
I don't think, how could a woman get raped in prison?
A woman can get raped in prison.
How can somebody hold you down and eat you out?
No, because they don't do that necessarily.
I'm gonna do you a favor!
They don't do that. No. What women call rape in prison is when they're using items to rape you. When they're like sticking broomsticks and sticking different kinds of things in you, that's considered rape. They, of course, you getting pleasured from them touching you, that's not rape. I mean, that's just like they just want to eat you out.
It's like, I shouldn't like this, but go ahead.
What they call rape, since you insisted. Someone getting a bottle or something and trying to stick something.
Like sodomy type
stuff. Sodomy.
Yeah.
That's when they consider it rape in prison.
They call it rape because I don't think they can think of sodomy quick enough. Moving on, next topic.
It's too many syllables.
We like to have guests on the show, and when we do have guests, we play games. We play podcast games.
Yeah.
Now, since we have a topic, we're going to throw away Don't Judge Me. Don't Judge Me is one of our favorite games. Don't Judge Me is when you say something that you did that people may look at you crazy. And that usually starts at the top.
I think I've already said my crazy thing.
I'm still on the air, so I have said a lot of crazy shit already. But one of the games we like playing, especially like I'm a boy in here, we like to play a game called Swag Tester. You know.
Swag Tester, baby.
That's right. In this latest edition of Swag Tester.
Beautiful. I'm enjoying every bit of it. Play it again.
One more time. You know.
Swag Tester.
Oh,
I can't hear anything. I don't know
what we do with Swag Testers. We take a person who think they're cool, who may be cool, or like me, just plain uncool.
Yeah,
we put
know.
Them in a situation and gotta talk your way out of it. Using nothing but your God given swag. Now, we got some Swag Tester classics. So you want a fresh one? Go ahead. All
right. Yeah, he gonna nurse that. You better take some.
Well, milk. I have to talk. It's a radio show. If you want to sit out and drink it, ask a couple Swag Testers. Who's me to stop? Now, you want one of the classic Swag Testers, you want one of the new fresh ones?
Give them a fresh one.
Give them a fresh one.
Give me all of them.
All right, we're going
to. No, we ain't got that much time.
Yeah, we do. All you got to do is talk his way out of this situation. We've only been talking for 9 minutes.
Have you ever had a conversation with Brandon?
Yeah.
He's talking to you. Yeah.
Do you know Swag Tester came from just this nigga? Me and him just having a conversation. Every conversation me and this nigga ever had was a Swag Tester.
Do you, boo boo?
Alright, we go from a classic one. Alright. Swag Tester. Brand, you at home.
Rattlesnake.
You in Virginia.
Wow.
I'm trying not to laugh.
Alright.
You in Virginia. It's one of those Saturdays where you got to do the honey-do list and you just want God, you know, wife getting on your nerves and you gotta go clean the gutters. Let's just say, gotta clean the gutters. It's been raining, it's getting in the house, gotta clean the gutters, right? You get on the gutters and you see out of your peripheral right into your next door neighbor bathroom. And his,
I don't like where this is
some going. Girl, it could be his wife, it could be his daughter, it could be something, showering hot, just right over the edge of 17. Supple. That's a good word I want to use. Supple.
Her supple breasts?
Yep. The sopping wet kind, right out of the shower.
So there's water cascading down.
I'm sorry. Are you?
I'm just asking. Are you, I'm trying to paint the picture for the people.
All right. You play on Facebook.
Shut up. Don't
touch
my computer.
With Facebook fans. Executive producer. My ass. But anyway.
I'm just like the dog. But anyway. You.
Now you see this.
Okay, I'm painting, right?
You painting, cleaning up, whatever it takes you to get on the ladder to be that high in the air so you can see this. So you seeing all of this. You only there for like 3 seconds. But you've been in there enough to see everything. But just as you finna look away and do whatever you was about to do, her husband, boyfriend, or whoever pull up in the driveway, look at you, sell what you was doing and piss. Talk your way out of that one.
What, is he mad that I saw
him? Yeah, he mad that you looked over and he thinks something going on. Now talk your way out of that.
I ain't got too much to say to him. I said, she knew that window was open when she got the shower.
What you want me to do?
She knew that window was open when she got the shower. That's what I would say to him. If it were a different person to catch me, say like my wife.
Okay, all right, you go ahead.
If it were somebody like that who had caught me. Now, the truth of the matter is, if you climbing up a ladder, or you see somebody, or you see anything out of your peripheral, you going to look. This is how it is. That's human nature.
It's
my turn. I've been 20 years. Hold on now. That's just how it is. You see somebody out your peripheral, you going to look. That's the one.
It's right there.
What I've been taught, that anything in your... Listen, that's the truth now. Now, don't just go off of the scenario that Sam gave, but anything out your peripheral could be...
Look at that boy. That boy sweating a little bit.
No, I ain't that. It's a hazard. Because chances, because the truth of the matter
is... It's a hazard. Her titties is a hazard.
I'm about to tell you.
Okay.
The truth of the matter, out your peripheral, you can't see all of that. All you see is a person out the window. So out your peripheral, you're going to look in all your blind spots. It don't matter. Out your peripheral, if you're driving in the car, you're going to look to protect yourself. Now,
I feel that.
Just because you look to your right, out your peripheral,
and it just so happened to be
a naked woman.
There it is.
That ain't your fault for looking. I challenge anybody to not look in their peripheral, and let's see how many people we got alive left in the United States.
I put it like this. I like how you talk your way out of that. We usually grade swag tests. That's good. C plus. I give you that. 7 out of 10. Me personally, if I was up there cleaning the gutters, painting whatever, and I happen to see that,
Sam would just be looking.
Nah. I turn around on my man. Damn, Jay, what the hell? I got kids running around this soul, bitch. Tell your wife to cover up all this scattered ass around this neighborhood. You can't be showing all that goodies around the kids and shit.
Did you just say scattered ass?
All that supple wet shit. Jerry, what the fuck?
Son's going down
and cracking her ass. Check the ring, Dad. I'm a married man. What would my wife think if I came out here in my drawers and played around? Jerry, you go in the house and handle your business. Be a man, Jerry. Shit.
That's how you handle it.
That's exactly how I had it. And then I'll get off that ladder. Like, baby, look at Jerry. Look at Jerry. He been slapping the shit out of her. Look at him.
That's what I'm taking.
That woman knew the door was open when she went in there. And I think a lot of times folks do things purposefully. Just so
big a dude,
things like that.
All right, well, go for two. Fuck it.
Come on with it.
Let's go for two.
Come on with it.
You know. Swag tester, baby. All right. I love it. You at a party.
I'm at a party.
And you at your boss's, command officer, whoever makes it possible for you to get paid.
Yeah.
You at they house.
So it's Obama.
Okay. You at his house.
The White House.
Now. Go to the bathroom. After you go to the bathroom, well, you was about to anyway, but somebody was in there and blew it up. It was so bad you couldn't take it, and they left nice, big, hunkering, nice, unclipped log right in the toilet.
Outstanding.
You didn't do anything, you saw it, and you just got out of there. But before you got a chance to walk out of the door frame, in your case, Obama just so happened to show up. Your boss show up and finna go use the bathroom. since it looked like you the one last one left the bathroom, and he looking at you, talk your way out of it.
Now, honestly, I've been in a situation myself. And what I did, it happened on my shift. What I did, right, is I was head of the birthing department, making sure that the birds on the ship was clean. I would walk out of that bathroom, yelling and cussing.
Give me a little taste of that.
Who the fuck left this in here? Blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? I've done all type of shit. I've done that before. Just to make it seem like it wasn't me. And it wasn't me.
See, here's what I did. I did the classic. I did the head and the shirt, like right there. And you just look at him right in his eyes. And just like, you know, some people just don't know how to go to a party, man. You hear me? See, some people.
I think that makes you look obvious.
You gotta spin it. Some people, they just don't know how to go to a party.
That just makes you look suspect.
Here it is. And then you take him away from.
Ain't nobody gonna walk up to no nigga yelling and cussing.
That's true.
Going in like this.
See, this is how you get out of it. Stay in the damn bathroom. Act like you're using it.
You already saw you walking out.
No, if you see the lock, flush the toilet.
Do I have to rewind this so you can hear the question again?
I heard the question. See the lock, flush the toilet.
Now, that would be the initial reaction. You can flush the toilet.
Well, it's too
if
late.
They got air spray.
You already walked out.
You already walked out.
Yeah.
But when you see it, that you walked out, right?
When you saw it, all you did... See, I didn't ask it. See, this is what I was talking about. You cannot ask a woman.
I'm trying to help you.
You cannot ask a woman a hypothetical question. Ever.
Because I made sense of the thing.
Ever. That's true. You can't make sense by changing history. Well, I would have flushed it, but then, since I didn't, I would... Shut up.
You walked in and seen the log.
And you turned right back around. See, initially, what I would have done had I asked the question, I probably would flush.
Why y'all trying to crucify me?
Hey, like they say.
No, don't say
never that. Never again volunteer yourself. You have volunteered yourself to answer this question.
That's the acronym for the Navy.
That's what I'm
telling you. Never again volunteer yourself.
Do we have to take a short break so we can retool?
Nope.
You sure?
Nope.
Do I have to put on the I Cut Your Mic Off music? It's right here.
Do I have to smack the dog shit out of you?
We'll be right back.
What's up?
This is you, actually. Oh, shit. The bike's still on. We're back. Well, all this talk about hypothetical questions. Got this little spitfire over here. She was ready to talk. The only one who ain't drinking because you got a baby. So,
she's married.
She had a baby. We already said that.
No, you
just have to square some shit.
Okay.
All right.
We
go ahead.
She married. I don't think neither one of us want her.
I'm just saying.
People out there. She's pregnant.
Maybe I had a wedlock.
You know, you Baptists. Go ahead. Be entertaining.
What exactly does that mean?
Be Baptist. Why you question the Baptist? Alright.
Honestly, here's the stigma that the Baptist.
Yeah, y'all smoke cigarettes in y'all choir robes. That's the stigma.
No, I didn't smoke cigarettes in my choir robe. I've seen anybody do that. Not saying it don't happen, but I have smelled smoke cigarette on a preacher just before you preach. You never see that on me. But I smell that on me. But the stigma on the Baptist is we devil chasing, Holy Ghost having. Blood washed, fire baptized, sanctified heathens.
That's about right.
Pretty much it.
That's about right.
Meanwhile, you go to another denomination, say
Pentecostal,
Apostolic, or Kojic, Church of God in Christ. And they're almost, especially Kojic, nothing against them because I like Kojic, but Kojics are like the black version of like Vatican. But you know what I'm talking about? His name is G. Patterson.
He was Patterson.
The black pope, so to speak. And so it's almost as if like we have these different levels of Christianity and Baptists at the bottom. These different levels of people who are going to heaven and different levels of people who are Christian and Baptists at the bottom. That's pretty much what it is. I was raised Baptist, but I honestly consider myself non-denominational.
I prefer non-denominational because I don't like
because denominations put so much on people.
Yeah, like the church I left people. to go to Straight Gate, the whole thing.
What was the name of that church? The Church of David.
Church of God of Baldwin.
Brian.
Here's the thing. We couldn't
you
dance.
You want to talk about hypocritical people.
Church got a Baldwin. We couldn't dance. They didn't want me to go to my prom, but every teenager.
I've heard that before.
Every not teenager was pregnant or then had a baby.
Honestly,
so.
Like you're not the first person I hear to see it. I know two pastors right now. One name is Britt. One name is John. In Westland.
Please don't say last day.
Please don't say last day.
I'm not. But one name is John. One's in Westland and one is in New Jersey. Then they couldn't go to their proms because of the way the church was at that time.
Guess what I did?
So
I went.
So you know. So holy, so can't do this. If you a preacher, then you can't do this. You can't do this. You can't do this. Can't do this. Can't do this. Can't do this. But quit getting that. Okay, me except
my own daddy didn't dance with me in my wedding.
Yo, yeah.
Forgetting to remember.
You gotta bring it down. For the yeah, bring it down. No one can.
It's a curve in your mic.
Look, if you look at it, yeah,
it's like a noodle. Turn it back around the other way.
I don't know how you did that. But
you put your headphone. No, don't bend it at all.
Why you spin it twice?
Turn the headphones around completely.
All right.
And straighten the mic out now.
There, it gotta be straight. We
okay, hold on, like
this. See, usually we
hand here.
See, I'm on it. Usually we cut this shit out of the show, fuck it. Dominique, go ahead and start it up.
Yeah,
right. You ain't got a mic. No one can hear him yet. Go. You was all like, I want to say something.
Yeah,
we got track like a motherfucker talking about church.
Talking about church.
You hear me now?
Yeah, you're good now.
Okay, you're like, I knew these people, and they couldn't go to their prom, and they couldn't go to dances, and they couldn't go to, you know, things that teenagers and kids do at that age because of, at the time, what the church thought about them, or what they thought the church would be. It's almost sad to think that to be saved, you gotta be so holy that you ain't, like,
you can't have fun.
That you can't have fun or no earthly good to anybody at all.
Well, now we got that out of the way. Dominique, before you say one thing, I gotta play this because, well, our numbers on, there's a business side. On iTunes, apparently I'm kind of misogynistic and soft sophomoric and I don't.
Dominique is your first official
female guest, yes.
Female guest besides myself.
That didn't call in. That just shows my show.
Because he doesn't count me, even though I have.
Now we're feeling
too. That's right, we are feeling the women, goddammit. One more time.
Now appealing to women.
We are. Until the end of this show.
Does that mean we're appealing to women just because they own the show?
Yes. All right. Look, that's leaps and bounds from this fucking shit.
Next time we do this show.
Usually it's a lot of drinking.
Like, would that man, me, your brother, Mike, and Brandy?
I would like that. She would have been on the show before. And they, the fans.
When's the next time he's going to be on the show? I want to be here.
He usually run the board because last time we gave him Mike, they kind of punk him. They're like, you should shut up and let Sam do the talking. You're not interested. They just straight up.
They crucified Nate too. So
they crucified Nate too. They really? Vicious.
Even Nate?
Yeah.
Nate was born.
Nate
was
kind of
cool.
He is cool.
All right.
It is on a comedy channel. Shit. Before, you know, the iTunes show, you know, that come on before us. Anyway, Dominique, talk about why women, you know, got vaginas or whatever you want to talk about.
What?
It was something.
Where's the subject, Dominique? He's a terrible host. What's the subject?
We got like roughly 30 minutes to kill, so you had something on your mind. You're like, I got something on my mind.
No.
And there's a topic, and there's a shame, goddammit. And when if you plant a seed, you plant it right. And my hand is touching your hand. I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay.
What's the question?
The topic for the evening is
you don't have
the topic for the evening
and infidelity. And should a couple, a marriage, be 100% honest?
Alright.
We still on this?
We still on this. I thought we handled this like in the driveway. You know what, can you say that again? Let's sex it up for the people. Come on, you gotta loosen up a little bit.
I'm loose.
Yeah, honestly.
Sure? All right, one more time.
Again?
Yeah. What? Throw a little music with that. You like cheat? Make it dirty. I'm trying to keep people listening. Come on, cheat. It's raw.
What song are you playing?
Cheat.
I got cheat.
Oh, yeah.
Infidelity.
Ah!
Infidelity.
100% honest. Lying. It's hot.
100% disclosure.
Gotta tell it all.
Alright.
Here we go. Alright. I'm sorry, we got a little too hot. So,
how much porn have you been watching? Where do you get that song from?
Sometimes you take the music from it.
You know I can't hear, so what song is it?
Turn her mic on.
What song
is it? Just, you can't hear it?
No.
All right. Go ahead. We only get, look, we only got like, all right, we got like 30 minutes to kill. Go ahead.
But, my opinion on that situation.
Do I have to turn on the porn music?
Oh, yeah. That whole.
Just get you talking.
Just turn it on and then keep just, it low.
Just.
My opinion. Shut up.
Go ahead.
Okay,
I'm
my
sorry,
opinion
go ahead.
On this whole situation is that men will be men, women will be women.
And boys are boys, and men are men, and the men of yesterday are the boys of today.
Rick was a flair.
Larry's a physical. Larry's a physical.
Men,
God damn! Men are men, and boys are men.
See, we can't do a show with that.
I
can't do a show
sorry.
By ourselves.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay, baby, go ahead.
This could be just as bad as the Cougar show. No. That was fun.
A whole different
talking about old women.
Of cheating and different things.
What are they old?
Women think.
Is it Cougars?
Women think a lot of people. Women more. It's just our the way we think. That
like
our
Sasha, write it down. And she's like,
no.
I got news.
It's just, after you lie or you break our trust once, we're going to automatically assume. In our, it's just nature, we're going
to
believe that you're cheating. We're
going
to always have to second guess you.
No, where are you going?
You should.
And men think that it's okay. They think that, oh, well, if I cheated, I just cheated. It was just sex, so.
Well, I put it like this.
It should not, you know, so it wasn't more than that. It was just.
Well, Dominique, you're only good at your last battle. So.
Hey. So it's really like men and women thinking two different aspects of cheating.
And they're gonna think.
God, I wish I plugged up the wireless mic so you have a square.
We so are. It's like, soon as we accept that, and that's what we were talking about, me and my husband, as soon as we accept that, that is, you know, sometimes you go, but it's like my suggestion and my question was that I had on the topic, because we already talked about this, us four.
My show is based on this.
No, but my suggestion was, how about if, as much, how about women, I think women to be more comfortable.
More comfortable.
If more comfortable.
How much comfort do you need? God
women to be more comfortable if you decided, hey, what? I want to cheat or you cheat, let me cheat too.
I put it like this.
Let us both cheat.
I put it like this.
And
women,
be perfectly
fine. As a woman,
I've never wanted to show somebody mic.
As a woman,
cheat,
we get too emotionally attached. We get too emotionally attached.
But
where
that's the assumption.
That is the assumption. But some women can have sex. But no, when you
I got this.
Some women can have sex and it just be that, and some women do get.
I don't think so.
I would like to be that woman.
My whole thing on that aspect, if men cheat and they want to cheat, let the woman cheat too. Let's all just be cheaters and come back to each other. Since you feel that it's okay to sleep with such and such and then come back and sleep with me, let me go out and sleep with Mr. Guy over here and then come back and sleep with you. And then we'll both be even. How about that?
He would never want to touch you again.
How about that? What makes you think I want to touch him if he slept with Susie?
Because even though we as women say it's just sex, it's not.
That's what you think.
I'm inclined to believe.
I disagree. Whatever woman says she don't get emotionally attached to the guy when she has sex, I think she's full of crap.
Oh, you just kind of took
and she got and she got daddy issues.
And just to save this,
but hold on a second.
Okay.
Now the thing is, I do agree. Remember, my wife was talking about this the other day. I do think, and I agree with her when she said this the other day, that 90% of women, I think personally, when they have sex with another guy, it is some type of an emotional attachment. But there are women out there that just want to have sex. I mean, like
it goes down
and give them orgasm. That's
no,
what
no,
it
no, no. That behavior it stems from something.
Honestly, prime example. I met a girl one time. She did not have any sisters. All she had was a father, and she had six brothers. So, of course, her mentality was like,
towards the guy.
All she want was what? Some dick. Not necessarily emotionally attached to a guy. She just wanted some sex. On the other hand, I have met girls where they had to, like, take me out on a date. Let me talk to you. Let me get some type of attachment to you. Let me know something to you. Let me know something.
Ain't that the biggest?
No, real talk. No, I've met some girls who actually paid for the dinner and the cab right there. Real talk. So there are some girls who they need to have that emotional attachment. Then there are some who are just like the guys. All the guys want some pussy, or she wanted some dick. And then I'll see you when I see you. See you at the club on Friday. And it was Monday.
To bring
or
it back to but my question.
It stems from something. It's a reason why.
It may stem from something. It may go from somewhere, but that is not the main
why
I can answer this, and y'all ain't going to like this.
So this is the question that I want to oppose to you, Sam.
You ain't ready.
Brandon.
You damn sure ain't ready. Not in this arena, goddamn.
So, if you decide, or, hey, how about you just cheat, you see something you like, you want to, hey, I just might want to, you know, you want to chase it. And you chase it, you get it. You come back.
I'm looking for that. This why I need Big Man on the board. Shooty be on it. Leave me on it. Johnny on the spot with that.
Okay. You come back and tell your wife, or whatever. Okay, well, you know, I made a mistake. Or no, I didn't make a mistake. Y'all have an open relationship. That started there. So y'all honest with each other. You come back and say, yeah, another day, I slept with such and such. You know, you say this. I slept with such and such. And she say, how about okay? Well, how about today I'm going to go sleep with Bill. How would you feel about that?
You want to take this or should I?
Actually, what I have to say is of no relevance to her question.
Yeah. Okay. It's even. All so I how would say you feel about that?
Is this. Why must I be like
that? I'm still looking for the side
chase to get. Okay.
Nothing but so dog
if you cheat, that's
I have to fix that.
That's the topic that you need to leave to the people. If the man cheat, why can't the woman cheat too and we all just be?
You want me to kill
it's
it?
It's just not ladylike.
I can kill it.
And it's not ladylike.
Ladylike ain't in this topic.
I'm not going to do nothing. I'm going to get you where it hurt. And it may not be cheating.
Yeah, but
it may not be cheating.
On this particular topic, ladylike and all that, it ain't a woman thing. It's not in the discussion. Okay.
Hell have no fury. Cheating. First of all, hell have no fury like a woman scoring, number one.
You need to stop
and I may not get you back by cheating, but if we have that type of relationship, where it's open, you go do you, I do me, and we come back together and meet up in the middle. That's fine.
But I'm talking on the aspect.
What a woman
loves. I'm talking about the aspect of these two people.
If y'all
went and cheated.
Okay, here we go.
I'm trying to be serious.
If y'all came back and we said, "Hey, how about we go?"
This is not the show for serious.
How would you feel?
I can handle this. You want me to handle this? I did a whole show on
this. No, it's the question to both of y'all.
Sam, how we talk,
we're not talking about
you.
Hypothetical. We're talking about you cheated on me.
They
didn't
have hypothetical.
I came back and said, I'm going to cheat on you. So how about
you want to go first?
Please
regarding
your wives in the real
world. Brandon, you go first. Okay. Your wife's asking the question.
What's the question?
If
how would you feel
back,
if
she
went
back
and did what you did to her?
And I went back and cheated too. How would you feel?
I feel bad. Okay, Sam.
All right. I want to direct all my loyal fans to episode. I'm going to take this speech. This is not a rerun from episode 53. It's called the whole reset button. Here's what it is. How would I feel? I feel vindicated and justified because you did whatever you had to do. But it proved me right. This is not a rerun. Today's date is the 14th of July 2011. This is not a rerun. I repeat. It's called the theory we came up with on the show called the whole reset button. Brandon, you go out there and you cheat. She may get mad at you. She may go around and cheat right back on you. Want to know what actually happened to you? You just got what was done to you and pretty much back it. You got two choices if you cheat. You leave me alone, I leave you alone, whatever. I cheat on her, she leave me alone, she don't want to do nothing. She probably burn up some clothes or some shit, but at the end of it, I'm still Sam. She go and cheat. I can leave her alone. And she has enacted what is called the whole reset button. Baby, I love you. So I'm not talking exactly to you.
I know.
But in the beginning of this relationship, you was just for title purposes only. Oh. You was a number in my phone. So if you go out and you go cheat. Hold on. You was a number in the phone. And during your time, you have moved your way up the rank, and now you my goddamn lieutenant. Now, you threw all of that cool shit away, all that executive producer on the podcast shit away to get some dick.
You do know you told me you loved me first, right?
Yeah, I said that.
Do you tell me how you love me?
Vindication. All
right.
There we go.
So now.
Turn back around now.
Now, you the lieutenant. You proved your...
No. You made it plain. You made it clear.
I said you're the lieutenant. You're the executive officer. He's the commanding officer.
You got it.
Yeah.
Now,
you Joe,
see, this is why we can't have hypothetical conversations. You forgot all about the hypothetical.
No, I'm with
nah,
you.
The whole reset button. Let's say you go out and you cheat and you trying to get me back. Guess what you is again? You have just downgraded yourself to hoe again because you just another man. You just another number in somebody else's phone. And he could do whatever he would. Just gonna spend time with him. You work your way up the ranks and be that guy. Cool. But if not, I ain't got nothing to do with you. It's King Queen, baby.
But I think, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because a guy can sleep with a billion women, get called a hoe, and it's cool. A woman sleep with a bunch of guys,
she called a hoe. Double standards we want.
So, but the question is.
Unless you're a cougar.
The question
you're
is.
You're a cougar, baby.
It's not what they would be looked at. It's how would you feel.
No, I say I feel bad. But this is why I feel
would,
bad.
Okay, here it is. Would you
she
be hurt?
Went down.
Would you be hurt?
Yes.
And would you try to? Yes, that's the whole aspect of it.
Would men I be hurt?
In this particular,
why do y'all come back with questions?
Men
after
in this particular situation, they will. Yes. It's like, no. If a woman
I just
cheat,
lost a good fucking no. lieutenant. Of course I'll be hurt.
If a woman cheats,
this sucks.
They don't want to. It's like they feel disgusted. They don't want to talk to her. They. It's like she just did the worst thing imaginable.
No. This ain't a Tyler Perry movie, dog.
But no.
It sucked, but it's like.
It's good.
Hey, sorry.
Because that's
no, we
the
didn't,
woman.
We didn't go there. We never
that's
been
what
there.
Like,
no, shit. We never been there.
The woman that you love.
Go ahead.
That's the thing. The woman that you fell in love with, your first love, all these things. So if that woman cheats on you, I can give a damn if it's just a girlfriend. We talking about your wife.
You know what? While you said that, I get around. Was been playing in my head. The Tupac song?
Yeah, I'm not playing that.
It's just in my head.
That's not good for this conversation. The whole
point is, my lieutenant just left. So, I have to build my empire again. It's like a king and queen. See, for you to be a queen, you need a king.
You can't be the queen.
You can't be the queen if you ain't got the king. So, if you took your time out and you went out somewhere else, of course that king gonna be hurt. Why? Because he ain't got no queen. He's still the king.
Still the king.
You
no, but now
the queen is just
hold on.
You are the former queen. You took away. You're not queen anymore. You used to be the queen.
Okay.
Now any person he get and take under his wing again, that is the new queen.
Because I'm the king.
Now,
because
you
king.
Now I have a follow up question. Now that you heard, no, soon as you say it, why did it automatically go to? I can leave you now. You're replaced. Why? But a man, when he cheats, he wants the woman to be forgiven. He wants the woman to take him back. He wants the woman to be like, okay, well, baby, why can't we work this out? Okay, well, baby, I made a mistake. I'm sorry. But why, as soon as the woman cheats, now it's, I can't be with you no more.
Because you know what?
Why can't y'all be just as forgiven for something that y'all did to us?
Because you know what? And I see where this is going.
I got my cup right here. But in the meantime...
I'm done.
I have this, no... Oh, okay, go ahead.
Now, listen to this. The reason why... My wife is so smart.
I see what she's doing. Because you're going to pay for this. You got to pick your words.
No, I don't.
Okay.
The reason why...
Because you know this shit on iTunes, right?
By all means.
She don't play this shit right when you slip up.
Play it.
This
by
is,
all means.
This is an hour-long proof.
I'm going to say it. I remember everything I think is important. So, here it is.
My finger on this button soaking.
Everything I think is important. Okay, here we go. Anyway, I know why she said it.
We'll be sexing up with support music.
No, you gotta do nothing like that. And the reason why I think a man will be more hurt, and I think you and I both know the answer to that, is because, like I said earlier, right? For a woman, 90% of women to have sex with another man, there has to be some type of attachment. Maybe even something that her husband is like giving her that this nigga. She don't even know his last name.
14-inch dick.
Okay, a 14-inch dick. 14
really?
Inches.
Really?
14. Nigga, stick it in the pussy.
Be in the living room, shit.
Yes. Okay, and whatever. Whatever the case may be. Some type of attachment to him that you're not getting from your husband. Or maybe it's just the way he is, the way he smells, the way he hugs you, the way he look at you. The way all the things that your husband maybe used to look at you and other things that he maybe used to say that you don't get anymore. So you would go to him, which there is some emotional attachment. Not necessarily to him, but you're remembering everything that your husband used to say and things that he used to do for you. Or whatever. Maybe your boy or what your boyfriend used to do for you.
Being the king.
But that he does not do anymore. I guess maybe it comes to the fact, bless you, that he has gotten so used to it that he don't do it anymore.
Well, maybe he doesn't feel that he has to do it anymore, or maybe he just get tired of looking at you, whatever the case may be. 9% of the time, it's some emotional attachment. You and I agree on that. Almost every woman that may listen to this would agree on that, that there would have to be some emotional attachment.
All four of them.
You don't just go out and cheat on your husband.
All four women.
You don't just go out and cheat on your husband just because of it.
Get to the question that I asked.
There will be some type of emotional attachment.
All four women that still listen at this point right now.
So a man would be more upset because he, on the other hand, go out and have sex with any girl, and all he think about is pussy.
Cool.
9 times out of 10, the woman go out there and have sex with
that. Ain't nothing better than some pussy but some new pussy.
See? So most guys are thinking like that. But a woman go out there and have sex, 9 times out of 10, she's not just going out there just to have sex.
Literally. She's compensating for what she's lacking.
She took the words out of my mouth.
Be it that her husband's penis
like
size.
It's like this.
What was the question? I didn't answer it. What's the question?
You went all around about all of this.
I didn't answer it. What was the question?
Should he answer all of them?
The direct question was, I don't care why do it have to go straight? Why can't we work it out?
Oh, why
can't you be forgiven?
You didn't say that.
That's what I said, and you went on to something
else.
No,
you did not say.
Why do it have to be straight when a woman cheats? The man, like he automatically said, you replaced the queen with the former queen. You just gone out. He just erased it like she's not there anymore. My follow-up question to the question I asked first was, why does it have to be when the woman cheat, it's like straight, it's you done. You replaced
Nobody said that.
A lot of men have in their head that their woman, even if that woman
said,
step on them,
leave?
That she's damaged goods in their eyes.
No.
So it's like, why
a lot of men think
that
a woman can't be forgiven.
No one said she couldn't be forgiven.
But no, what she said, a lot of men, stop. A lot of men think, that if his woman sleeps with somebody else, she's now damaged goods.
Yeah. But they think that when they cheat,
somebody else can touch you. I don't want you.
When they cheat, they want their woman.
Yes,
they will beg
that's exactly
and plead.
How it is.
They will beg and plead and say,
that's
baby,
exactly
but when y'all cheat,
please
fall to set y'all back with
please
open arms.
Forgive me. I'm
Nobody
sorry.
Said that.
I won't
no
do it
that.
Again.
That's what y'all think.
I love when people tell
I love
what,
I tell
think.
What I think. What?
Oh. Right now, y'all two are representing all of the men in the world right now. So this is what, it's not you
this
in particular.
This is what I
wish there was a white man, an Indian, a Japanese, a Chinese.
But, okay,
six,
now,
a man right now.
Maybe y'all are the only two like this. What I'm saying is that majority of men and a lot, maybe Tasha have seen it and I've seen it.
Y'all may be
the 10% that this does not apply to.
I'm 10%.
But listen, majority of men who cheat, they want their woman to forgive them. They main one. They want them to forgive them. They want them to forgive them, and they want them to take them back. Say, baby, I won't do it again. I'm sorry. But if that woman cheats, it's like World War III. I don't want you no more. How dare you do that to me? It's like, why do it have to be straight?
I forgot about this.
You answered this in the beginning.
How do it have to be straight? Why do it have to be straight X out the door for the woman, but the man want the woman to be forgiven? Why can't the man
Sam
be forgiven to the woman?
But
I said it earlier. If a man cheats and cheats, have sleeps with women, he's a player. He's cool.
It's a double standard.
If a girl does it, she's a hoe. Now, the truth of the matter is this.
It's one of the double standards
we want. Yeah, true.
Yeah.
The truth of the matter is this. That's the way it has always been. Us having this is the way it's always been. It's
the
always
good
been.
Old days.
If a woman.
Yeah.
With 10 men. Whoa. If a guy sleeps with 10 women, he's a hoe, but he's a player and he's cool. All his boys give him down. Ain't nothing gonna change that. That's just the way it is. It's been like that for the longest. 27, 23.
Clap it up. 26.
26, 27. We in our 20s. Do you think we're going to change the same thing that my uncle's been doing? Okay, then. Why is it like that? Because that's the way it's always been. That's why it's like that.
All right. I'll put
like that. That's the way it's like that because it's been like that. Why is it that black men seem to be on the top, white folks seem to be on black men seem to be on the bottom, and white folks seem to be on the top? Why?
Because where you at?
And because that's the way it's been.
Right,
true enough, there were white slaves. Somebody probably didn't know that.
Yeah.
There were white slaves.
Yeah,
but for the most part, niggas been slaves all this time. And that's just the way it's been.
Okay, I put like that.
In Mississippi, there are still white only signs. Why? Because it's 2011. In 2011, in Mississippi right now, there are still white only signs for bathrooms, drinking fountains, restaurants, all types of shit. That's just the way it is. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Do niggas still go back there? Probably. And then some niggas, like me, if I was in Mississippi right now, I would go to the front. Just because I know it's a white-only sign in the back of that restaurant. A black-only sign in the back of that restaurant.
Well,
that's just the way it is.
Now that we got that handled, I put like this. We don't leave it up to the fans. I answer this question. I know I answered this question twice.
Twice? I need to read up.
While he does that, all the people, we still got roughly 15 minutes on this show, and I don't feel as though we don't answer any type of questions. You can always email us. Email us at justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. Oh, Jesus.
I was asking if he did her question answered.
Those who would take your woman back after this horse shit that went down, whatever went down.
Okay, no,
you
no,
can,
no.
You can I'm sorry, you know what I was going to say. You know how I'm thinking.
I'm about to say something
sure.
to you. Shut up.
Okay, I'm waiting. Please contribute.
Say what you got to say, because before I reach over there. Say what you got to say. Before I reach over
there. Gets cougars. That's what I want. My next executive producer. You know when she cheat? This is how you say it? My next executive producer, I'm gonna get a cougar. Give me an old bitch. That's what I want. Somebody who's been around the way.
Somebody, your young
Dominique. Somebody who'd have been some places. Know what I'm talking about? Know them cougars? Look at her, she wanna laugh. Look at a little bit more of that cougar. Shaking her head. Wait, you ain't gonna say nothing else? Get it right back at you. I love this board. I love this board. I love this board. Look at this, shaking her head. Brad, he came back. He got some more of that Cap Morgan. And I am trying to preserve the funny of this show. Go ahead and put your headset on.
What's going on?
I told you, if she ever cheat, I'll replace her with a cougar. I'll go ahead. Give me a whole bitch. Just come here, walk in my house, make sure the house clean. Don't want none, just want some young dick. Hey, Sam, how you doing? Wow. All right. It's that cougar. But she over here acting like a little dog in love. Now I get that little peck, the little...
can you hear this? I want you to hear this.
I know what he's doing, but I can't hear it.
Oh, man. But I'm trying to preserve the funny of this show. But anyway, if you would cheat on your girl and come back, just email me at justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. Justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. No G at talking. Justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. And just title all your emails cheating. Like I don't get enough cheating emails.
I'm sending one right now.
Like I don't get enough cheating emails. Sam, I can see your email right now. Sam, don't replace me with a cougar.
I like that one.
Replace me with a cougar. I don't need
one. I'm not worried.
But one thing we do have to do before we close this thing out. I hope we answer your question. We didn't plan on it.
Who Dominique's?
I think we did.
My suggestion is that each person, ending with yourself, closes out with their last statement as far as infidelity.
What, and now?
Right now, and 100%. Whatever.
We get the questions and follow up on the questions next week.
No. We close it out.
Oh, okay. I got you.
What people's perspective is on 100% honesty in a relationship, because we never touched on that. All we did was talk about was cheating.
100% honesty. Okay, if I can't talk to you about it, and I know it's going, whatever I have to say is going to bring you displeasure, maybe I just shouldn't say that shit.
Is that only a man's perspective?
Maybe I just shouldn't say that shit. I ain't doing nothing that's going
to
damage you.
I would love to hear the females that comment on that.
Well, if you want to talk about honesty, you can always email me at justtalkwithsam@gmail.com, or you can hit us up on Twitter at SamShow11 at Twitter. Once again, we don't plug the Twitter enough. SamShow11 at Twitter.com. And title your emails, justtalkwithsam@gmail.com, with honesty. How honest do you have to be? Do you have to know everything? Why?
And no.
Here's what I would like to know. What fucking benefit do you have? It's a line between honesty and goddamn nosiness. I fight that battle every day of my life.
All right. No, it's not. I'm going to be honest with you. Nah,
what color was the receipt that woman gave? But, hey, wait.
I'm
going
to be honest with you. I need to be honest with you. I want to know, because I want to know if you give him, not you in particular, I'm not talking about Sam. Don't ever think I'm talking about Sam. If you give me terrible performances, but I done heard through the grapevine, you was the shit in the bed, and I'm like, what the hell? Am I getting these 2 minutes?
That was the worst example.
That was
I'm
the worst example
saying,
I could get.
I'm
not talking about him.
In that case,
what?
I want to know. In that case, I want to know. Like, what happened? Why was you so great with these chicks, and why is you giving me scraps? I just want
to
know.
I can tell you why right now. Would you like to know?
No.
Hold on. No. We're not talking about me.
Jesus.
We're not talking about me, but would you like to know?
I was not talking about Sam. Can I say that enough?
This is your show.
I know. I am trying to save some shit. And one thing I like to do when I go on a date, see.
You go on a date? You going on a date?
When I go on a date, one thing I like to do.
I like to still date my wife.
Yeah, you date your wife.
I wish my husband dated me.
But we do date all the time. But one time, we don't date. You know one place we never went?
Where?
Kenny Rogers Roasters. Because, let's face it, if we was in the Ontario, California area, around the Ontario Mills Mall, I couldn't help but to date you and take you to Kenny Rogers Roasters. Brandon, you had some Kenny Rogers Roasters before.
I have had Kenny Rogers Roasters.
That roasted chicken is the shit, ain't it? That's what I'm saying. We can have some country music, eat some roasted chicken, love, and be black people. And Ontario Mills chicken. Add some chicken. You know they opened a Kenny Rogers Roasters in Malaysia?
Okay. I've been to Malaysia.
There's a Kenny Rogers there.
There's a Kenny Rogers there. You see that?
There's a Chili's and a Popeye's in Japan.
Well,
we don't care about Chili's and Popeye's on this show. And that Kenny stop fucking up my buddy.
I'm sorry.
But at Kenny Rogers Roasters, they got a kids meal. So you got a little baby brewing in there. When you pop that baby out, take him to the Ontario Mills Mall, in Ontario, California. Get him some Kenny Rogers. Some roasted chicken nuggets.
Sam, take this shit out my ear.
Shut up.
I'm enjoying this.
Kenny Rogers and Roses. Now open Ontario, California.
Well, I'm
I would go. You know what?
This is not California.
I went to the one in Orlando in the Nathan's Mall.
None of us go from California.
And I was trapped in the fucking airport with my man Peter, and we were stuck at Kenny Rogers Roasters, and we had a good time while we waited on our plane.
Back to the topic. Back to the
Kenny Rogers.
Stop.
All right, how much time we got left?
Back to
probably
the
5 minutes.
Back to the end.
Everybody, real quick, 1 minute. Can we do one? Four,
yeah, yeah.
One
everybody
minute?
Go around. Okay. Everybody go around.
Okay. My take on it is that I honestly believe that. 100. I don't know anybody in
Kenny
the
Rogers,
state,
so you want Vader.
In the state, or anywhere, and anywhere in America, or anywhere in the world, no couple, no married couple, or any couple that's together at all that gives 100% honesty. I don't give a fuck what she say or what the man say. 100% honesty. I think would be 100% wrong, and you go off of what you think. I'm gonna stay with what I think, and then we will agree to disagree. But
that only got 5 minutes. Right?
That will. In its entirety, I think keep the relationship together. Cheating, of course, is wrong.
All right, roughly 3 minutes. Dominique, go.
All right. My aspect on
time
that,
up. Okay, all right. Go.
All right.
Okay. Wait.
My aspect on that, and I will end it with this. I believe that you shall be 100% honest because you will hate to find out something later on in life that you wish you would have known it before. My whole aspect with cheating is, if you cheat, give me the option to forgive you or decide to stay with you when you cheat.
Hell of an
don't
option.
Just take on, you know, don't just assume or make an assumption that I'm going to leave you. Don't just cheat on me and think that it's okay. Tell me that you cheated and respect me enough to say, okay, baby, I cheated. And then I will choose if I want to forgive you or if I want to leave you.
Don't just have me
in the back of my head. So that's my aspect on that.
All right, those are the lyrics to a Keisha Cole song. Tasha!
Well, people disclosing a relationship is important, but don't ask somebody a question if you're not ready for the answer.
Yeah.
If you're not ready for the answer. If you know, if it's a possibility that you're going to be hurt by asking your husband, so how many chicks did you work with today? He tell you how many chicks he worked with today, and you get mad at that. You shouldn't ask him because you knew he worked with girls.
Outstanding, Tasha.
So, jeez. Honesty is important. Yes, it is. But do not ask questions if you don't want the answer.
Don't assume I can't handle it.
All right, y'all.
But he know you, and he know how you act.
He know me, but he do not know how
okay,
I
would
y'all miss the point of wrapping up.
From Brandon to Dominique to Tasha to Dominique to Tasha to Dominique. You made your point. Good point. Good point, baby. Good point, Tasha. Sam, close it
me,
out.
Me, hey. Anything you gotta say, anything I gotta say on this issue, I think I left on episode 55, whole reset button. Until then.
I want to be here for the comments.
Oh, hell yeah.
When did it?
This should air Tuesday to us, so probably Tuesday afternoon.
I'll be here.
Wednesday
or Tuesday?
No.
We will be here.
Wednesday or Tuesday. We just sit back and just read them.
Whatever time is good for you, that's what I'm doing.
And if you wanna leave a comment, question, concern, and all that other good stuff. You can hit us up at justtalkwithsam@gmail.com. No G in talking, justtalkwithsam@gmail. Or you can hit us up at Twitter at SamShow11. And that's pretty much all I got to say about this. I'd like to thank my guests, Brandon and Dominique. People can email you, messages. You got Twitter, you want to throw Twitter, Facebook, or you just don't want new people.
Outstanding.
I just don't want new people. All right. You? All right.
I honestly suggest that after this show that we do bowling on the week.
I like to connect better.
I'm gonna do bowling on the side of my alley, so I gotta go work.
I hear you. Well,
for work, all means.
Well, she gotta go to work, and I gotta act like I give a shit. So you can catch me next week and
hit me on Twitter at Tasha Mack 1984.
Mic is off.
No, what?